In 1971, two Americans, Peter Morton and Isaac Tigret, opened a diner in London in an old car dealership and called it the Hard Rock Cafe. The cafe's logo was designed to look like the Chevrolet automobile logo. In 1973, Paul McCartney played a show at the Hard Rock Cafe, and in 1977, Carole King wrote a song about it. The restaurant attracted, of course, lots of tourists, and its t-shirts became a hot commodity. In the 1980s, the business expanded to dozens of cities all over the world. Their collection of memorabilia, which started with two donated guitars from Eric Clapton and Peter Townsend, now tops 80,000 pieces. Over the years, Hard Rock's ownership has changed hands. Music venues, hotels, and casinos have joined the brand. And in 2007, the Seminole Tribe of Florida, which owned two Hard Rock casinos, purchased that brand for almost $1 billion. Hard Rock has come a long way since the days when it was just a place where two American guys could get a good burger in London.